Welcome to the Doubles Only Tennis Podcast, where you learn the best doubles strategies to improve your game and win more matches. I'm your host, Will Bocek. This podcast, my website, and my weekly newsletter all focus on the goal of better understanding the sport of doubles and helping players like you improve faster through actionable advice that you can use in your very next match. My goal is to provide the best doubles strategy resources in the world. And to do that, I study, analyze, and work with players at every level of the game, all the way up to the ATP and WTA tours. If you enjoy this podcast, I've created double strategy products that go even deeper if you want to take your doubles knowledge to the next level. At the end of this episode, I'll explain more about them, or if you want to learn more now, go to thetennistribe.com/products. Here's today's episode. This is another conversation from Cancun at the WTA Finals, and in this one, I chat with Coach Kirsten Flipkens. So if you're not familiar with Kirsten, she is a former WTA player who retired earlier in 2023 and is now transitioning to coaching, and she was there coaching Demi Schuurs and Desiree Krafcik, and this is a really good episode to learn about coaches on tour, as well as a former player, and she's got some really good tips for club players as well. So we talk a lot about strategy in this episode. This is certainly more strategy heavy than a lot of the interviews from Cancun. So we discuss her transition from a player to a coach. We talk about doubles tips for club players, how to improve drop shots and slices. Kirsten was one of the best feel players on tour. She was really good at being crafty, hitting angles, hitting drop shots, using a lot of variety. So she talks a little bit about how she got so good at that. She shares with us her favorite doubles drill, and then also talks a little bit about mixed doubles strategy. And then in the middle of this episode, we were in the hotel lobby for the Players Hotel, and Ons Jabeur walked by and just grabbed the microphone from Kirsten. So you're going to hear from Ons Jabeur very briefly as well. It was kind of a funny moment there. And then at the very end, we talk about Kirsten's plans for 2024 and beyond, and then how to make doubles more popular. So whether you're a fan of the Pro Tour or you just want tips for your own doubles game, I think this is going to be a helpful, short, about 15-minute conversation. So without further delay, enjoy my chat with Kirsten Flipkens. Hey everyone, we're here at the WTA Finals again with Coach Kirsten Flipkens. Kirsten, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So how has Cancun been for you so far here coaching Demi and Des?
It's been a pretty nice experience. I think the place couldn't be any better next to the beach and stuff, but I think yeah, court-wise and everything, it was a tough preparation, I would say, because the match court was only ready one day before the matches started, and we had to play already on day one, immediately, first match. So, circumstances have been the same for all of the players, so we'll have to take it as it comes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you keep them ready during all this time off and all these schedule changes? Is there something you're thinking about trying to communicate to them or to keep like the focus high during these off days?
It's pretty tough, I have to say, because we were scheduled to play Sunday, Monday, first of all. Yeah. And then luckily we had an hour practice in on Monday before we got canceled at night. But yeah, it's tough because every time you're practicing, you're thinking in function of the match tomorrow or later today. And then, yeah, you get rained out and you've been switching opponents from one day to the other because we were supposed to play Melichar Perez. And then, so they moved us now to Thursday and Friday probably, which is not easy because then every day you have to adjust to the weather conditions to see how the players are feeling. And so to make the schedule for the practice is not always that easy, but you also have to go by the feeling of the players and make sure they're 100% fit physically and mentally to go into the match.
How's the transition for you been from player to coach?
Honestly, it hasn't been hard at all because I made up my mind already last year, basically. Last year, Wimbledon, I stopped playing singles. This year, Wimbledon, I stopped playing doubles. So for me, the last year was just about, yeah, enjoying my time still on the tour and playing the tournaments that I wanted to play. And I had already in mind that I wanted to stay in tennis after my career, just not, yeah, not full time, let's say, like not traveling 35, 40 weeks anymore. Yeah. But no, I always enjoyed helping players. And it's also something I think that I had myself. I had a good eye, I think, as a tennis player, tactically, in singles as in doubles. And I think that's, yeah, that's something I want to give give my experience to the other players.
Yeah. As a player, you were definitely one of the more crafty and I feel like smarter players on tour. A lot of the listeners are club level doubles players. What are some tips or some advice you can give to them in terms of double strategy and tactics that especially as it relates to your own game?
Yeah. Well, I think on club levels and stuff, I think it's always, first of all, the net player has to be as pretty close to the net, because I think some club level players, net players, they're standing too far from the net.
Okay.
So, you know, if you want to be aggressive in a doubles play, you always have to look for the ball. And the closer you are to the net, the easier volley you will get. Mm-hmm. Of course, you have to watch out for the lob. But that's another thing. I think it's just important, you know, like to have a good strategy and to go point by point and, look also on the other side of the net, how the other opponents are playing, if they have a weaker forehand or backhand, and go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking a little bit before we started recording about a player, and we won't name who it is, but we were talking about how certain players have trouble with slower pace balls. And I feel like at the club level, especially, a lot of players want to hit the ball really hard all the time when that's not always the best strategy. So that kind of, I guess, relates a little bit to what you're talking about, the other side of the net, how important that is. And you're definitely one of the best to do that on tour for sure. What about some of the, you're really good at like the angles around the net and drop shots and things like that. Is that something that you drilled and trained a lot, or is it something that you just naturally always had and used in matches, or maybe a combination of the two?
Honestly, I think I was, since I was a kid, I always loved to play with the ball, you know, to hit drop shots or to hit slices and stuff, as well in singles as in doubles. And I think that was one of my strengths that I think from nature, I got a lot of talent, meaning that I had good hands, and I'm not that tall. So I had to use the creativity of trying to break the other opponent's strength. And as you said, I think also in the doubles, I think it's so important to try to break down your opponents by using those hands and by playing drop shots when they don't expect it, drop volleys and or do a chip and charge, stuff like that, chip lob, and, you know, use those tools and to try to break down the opponents.
Is there a favorite doubles drill or like feeding sequence or something like that that you have that players might be able to use to improve some of those skills?
Actually, one of my favorite drills is just to be two up, two back.
Okay.
And first volley has to go deep, and then from there on you can use the whole court, which means that the two players in the back or in the back, so a good play to obviously play is a drop shot or a shorter ball to make them come forward
after that first volley.
Yeah, exactly. So first volley behind the service line, and from that moment on you play the point. And That's one drill that I like to try to use those angles and try to use those drop shots a little bit. And yeah, that's one of my favorites.
From a coaching perspective now, I was talking with Demi a few minutes ago about how much information different players want. So I do a lot of analytics and think like mathematically very much and love to get like as much data as possible. Demi's not like that at all, right? She doesn't want as much information. How do you balance that as far as communicating information to the players?
That's a good question, because I was always the kind of player that liked to go by my gut feeling. And I think that's also something that the coach has to adapt to the player, depending which player you're working with. Some players like to have more information about analytics and data, which I'm also really interested in. If I was working with a singles player, I always love to work, you know, with analytics and data, and to see service percentages, which side where, and stuff. And I think it's it also depends on the player you're working with. As you said, like, now I'm working with Demi and Des, and I think those players are more going by their feeling, how they feel, and they just don't want to know too much about, you know, all those data and analytics. But I think it can be a good extra information for me to know, like, to maybe adjust something while the match is going on, to maybe tell them, okay, do a little bit more of this, of that. But I'm someone that has to, as a coach, you try to filter all the information that you have about the opponents. And if, I mean, doesn't really matter if that's a singles or doubles opponent, but you always have to, as a coach, filter all the information you're giving to your player.
Who's your, I guess, favorite or top three favorite doubles partners you played with?
My top three favorite doubles partners.
Or maybe maybe a partner that you felt like y'all just clicked really well or had the most success with.
I had a few doubles partners throughout my career. Beginning of the career, my career, I didn't play as much doubles because injuries were a big part of my career. But I think my favorite doubles partner, I would have to say probably Kim Clijsters, because we're really good friends and we always had a lot of fun on the court. Maybe result wise we were not the best team, but I think that was also because we just enjoyed ourselves on court. And then two other players that I had good success with and a lot of fun with on court is Sarah Soriba Stormo the last couple of years, and of course Johanna Larsson, where I played semifinals with at the French Open.
Yeah. How does the strategy change for mixed doubles versus women's?
A lot, I have to say. I mean, I played mixed finals myself last year at the US Open with Roger Vaselin, and I think the most important in the mixed doubles is just to focus on the women's serve, to make sure that you hold the women's serve. I mean, most of the men, they do keep their serves. It's not that often that that the man gets broken in the mixed, but I think it's the focus also has to be, for example, on the woman's return.
Can you thank me for inspiring you for the last
Anstra
couple
Boers,
of months?
Join the show.
You me or me you?
I mean, we both, you know. Come on,
we inspire. Inspire each other, right?
Thank you,
Hans. Do you have your doubles shirt here?
Yeah, I have it at home.
At home, okay.
Actually, Hans joined us yesterday for a 10-minute hit in the doubles. So,
oh, nice. Yeah. She sleeps with the double shirt on.
She dreams about playing doubles. You, me.
Good. Next year, focus on doubles.
I need more tips.
No more singles.
Yeah. I'm getting Ons in my team next year.
Bye.
No, it was actually true. Ons was joining us for practice last day because there was problems with having the practice courts and stuff. So Ons had to bump us off.
Featured in the court.
So she jumped in for a few games, which was fun.
Yeah, I can imagine if she played more doubles, she would be really good at it.
Yeah, definitely. She's such a crafty player, and you know, she has such a good touch and great hands, great personality as well. And she could be definitely a very good doubles player.
Yeah. So two more questions, and then I want to let you go. We were talking about mixed, and you said focusing on the girls' serve is important. How do you do that strategically? Does that mean the guy needs to be a little bit more aggressive at the net to help the serve out, or does the girl need to go for more on the serve, or what does that look like?
I think in the mix, it's important for the women to have a high first percentage serve, okay. First of all, because otherwise you get under pressure, especially against the guys. Mm. And then, yeah, I think the man at the net has to help you out trying to keep the serve. So he has to try to take maybe a little bit more risk to cover the middle a little bit more and to leave the line sometimes a few times open. And yeah, I mean, depends who you play with, but I think that's one of the most important things in the mixed doubles for the girl to keep the serve and for the man to be a bit more active than he would usually be in the men's doubles.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. So last question for you. What, actually two more, I'm sorry.
All good.
Plans for 2024?
No plans yet, actually, I have to say. I mean, like... I don't really have a plan for 2024 yet. The only thing that's sure that I'm assistant coach for Billie Jean King Cup. Mm-hmm. So our captain is Wimfie Set. So that's something that is for sure. And the rest is open for now. Because, I mean, for now I'm helping Demi and Des, but they also know that my goal is also still to work with singles player. Maybe the combination, I don't know. So I'm leaving everything open for 2024. And I just want to make a decision that I'm standing behind 100% with whoever or whatever it is.
Sure. So this is the last question. How do we make doubles more popular?
How do we make doubles more popular? I think it's most of the people, I think, that like tennis, people who know tennis, they always enjoy watching doubles, I think. I mean, mm-hmm. If you don't enjoy watching doubles, I don't get it, because that's sometimes much more fun than watching men's singles, for example, where the serve only is counting or whatever, you know, like, sure. I think, but to make it more popular, I think there needs to be a good marketing strategy behind it as well. And, mm-hmm. and also, you know, like, which is a little bit of shame, I think, this week here at the finals, is that the doubles matches are not on TV. They are on WTA TV and stuff, but for, yeah, I think that would make it also much more interesting for people to keep watching mm-hmm. on TV and like this weekend, yeah, try to get more people watching doubles.
Yeah, hopefully we can, it's going to take time, but hopefully we can make it happen.
Exactly.
Awesome. All right, Kirsten, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Doubles Only Podcast. If you're interested in diving deeper into any topics I discuss, I've created double strategy products that allow me to bring you more podcasts and other doubles content without relying on paid ads. I have ebooks and courses that help you make better strategic decisions during matches and become the smartest player on the court. Go to thetennistribe.com/products to learn more. You can also join my free weekly double strategy newsletter that includes video lessons and more on our homepage. If you want to connect, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or email me directly, will@thetennistribe.com.